haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, pity on Zion.
It is time to favor the appointed time has come.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress.
Incline your ears to me. Answer me.
For my days pass away like smoke,
and my bones are like a furnace.
My heart is struck down like grass and has withered.
I forget to eat my bread.
Because of my loud groaning,
my bones cling to my flesh.
I am like a desert owl of the wilderness,
like an owl of the waste places.
I lie awake.
I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop.
All the day my enemies taunt me.
Those who deride me use my name for a curse.
For I eat ashes like bread,
and mingle tears with my drink.
Because of your indignation and anger,
for you have taken me up and thrown me down.
My days are like an evening shadow.
I wither away like grass.
But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever.
You are remembered throughout all tender creations.
You will arise and have pity on Zion.
It is time to favor. The appointed time has come.
For your servants hold her stones dear,
and have pity on her dust.
Nations will fear the name of the Lord,
and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory.
For the Lord builds up Zion.
He appears in his glory.
He regards the prayer of the destitute,
and does not despise their prayer.
Let this be recorded for a generation to come,
so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord.
That he looked down from his holy height,
from heaven the Lord looked at the earth,
to hear the groans of the prisoners,
to set free those who were doomed to die.
That they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord,
and in Jerusalem his praise.
When peoples gather together,
and kingdoms to worship the Lord,
he has broken my strength in mid-course.
He has shortened my days.
Oh,
my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth,
and the heavens are the work of your hands.
They will perish, but you will remain.
They will all wear out like a garment.
You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away.
But you are the same, and your years have no end.
The children of your servants shall dwell secure.
Their offspring shall be established before you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You will arise and have pity on Zion.
It is the time to take her. The appointed time has come.
He changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. They said, what is that to us? See to it yourself. And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money. So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, you have said so. But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear how many things they testify against you? But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream. Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, which of the two do you want me to release for you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said, let him be crucified. And he said, why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, his blood be on us and on our children. Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews! And they spit on him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As you may know, in our 5 midweek Lenten Vesper services this year, we are hearing Matthew's account of Jesus' passion, and we are reflecting on an arguable example of prophecies being fulfilled in each of the 5 location portions of that passion that we hear over the 5 services. Each example of prophecy and its fulfillment reiterates for us God's will and work to save us sinners, who both are sorry for our sins and trust God to forgive us for Jesus' sake. 3 weeks ago, we considered how in the upper room, Jesus seemed to speak about his, in some ways, actively fulfilling Psalm 41, verse 9, about the one who ate his bread, lifting up his heel against him. 2 weeks ago, we considered how, on the way to Gethsemane, Jesus spoke about his and his disciples, in some sense, passively fulfilling Zechariah 13, verse 7, about the Lord of hosts striking the shepherd and thereby scattering the sheep of the flock. 1 week ago, we considered how, at the palace of the high priest, Peter actively fulfilled Matthew 26, verse 34, about his denying Jesus 3 times before the rooster crows. And this week, we consider how, in connection with the praetorium, the Jewish leaders actively fulfill verses from Jeremiah and Zechariah about their taking the 30 pieces of silver that they originally gave to Judas to betray Jesus and giving them for a potter's field. As we heard in the reading, Judas, Jesus's betrayer, having seen that Jesus was condemned, then changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, seemingly right as the Jewish leaders were leading Jesus away to deliver him over to Pilate, the governor. Judas confessed his sin, but the Jewish leaders did not absolve him. And although we are not told exactly when, Judas, having thrown the pieces of silver into the temple itself, departed and went and hanged himself. Presumably, at some point later, the Jewish leaders, having taken the silver pieces and having taken counsel, bought with them the potter's field. Then, the reading says, was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. After which statement, the divinely inspired St. Matthew gives words from Jeremiah and Zechariah, arguably more so from Zechariah, colored by Jeremiah, but perhaps referring to Jeremiah as the more significant of the 2 prophets, or trying to make sure that the allusion to Jeremiah is not missed alongside the reference to what may be a better known passage from Zechariah. At a minimum, what is said to be common to Zechariah and Matthew is the people's low estimate and ultimate rejection of the Lord's shepherd over them. Whatever problems we might have establishing the original texts of Jeremiah and Zechariah, understanding them in their original context, understanding what St. Matthew's gospel account says, or harmonizing it with the related verses in the book of Acts. Those problems are our problems and do not take anything away from God's inspired and therefore inerrant word.
that inspired and therefore inerrant word confronts us with our own similarities to Judas. We do not betray Jesus in precisely the same way that Judas did, obviously, but we betray Jesus in other ways. We also might wonder how one of Jesus' 12 disciples turned apostles ever got to a point where he sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. But we may not wonder if the evil of sin in our own lives is developing and growing. We also might want to accuse the Jewish leaders of malpractice, giving Judas only law and no gospel, and so blame the Jewish leaders for Judas's despair and resulting suicide. But Judas confessed to them and did not seek out absolution from Jesus or even from one of his fellow apostles. And we might not even be willing to confess the sins that particularly trouble us or seek out absolution from our own pastor, but try to see to our sin ourselves and so wrestle with our own despair and have our own thoughts of suicide. Through God's word, the Holy Spirit calls and enables us to turn in sorrow from our sin and to trust God to forgive our sin. As we heard in the reading, Judas changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver, maybe even bringing back the silver as fruit of his changing his mind. The particular Greek word used for Judas's change of mind is not the word that the New Testament usually uses for repentance, though the particular Greek word apparently is used earlier in St. Matthew's gospel account for repentance, for that combination of contrition and faith. Whenever it was that Judas hung himself, Judas lacked faith that God would forgive him. Faith that Peter had, if not right away, then at least at some point after his denying Jesus. When we repent, then God forgives us. God forgives our sinful nature and all our actual sin, our betrayals of Jesus, are not addressing the evil of sin developing and growing in our lives, are not confessing and seeking absolution from our pastors or whatever our actual sin might be. God forgives us for Jesus' sake. Out of his great love, God planned from eternity to save us from our sin by sacrificing his Son on the cross. Jesus' death and all of the events connected to it were within God's complete plan, both foretold and forthtold by Holy Scripture. As St. Matthew's gospel account makes especially clear with passages such as that we heard tonight and nine other cases earlier in his account in which he says that what happened in fact happened in order to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by his prophetic word of Holy Scripture. Judas was concerned about the 30 pieces of silver and betraying innocent blood. But we know that Jesus redeemed us lost and condemned people, purchased and won us from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. His innocence made his blood able to be sacrificed for us, and he freely gives to us the benefits of his sacrifice through his word and sacraments. Interesting is the question of what the Jewish leaders might have said or done with Judas if they had been more faithful to their offices. Would they have pointed to Judas's circumcision as having included Judas among God's people? Would they have heard Judas's confession at greater length and assured him of his forgiveness in view of the coming Messiah's once-for-all sacrifice? Would they have reminded Judas of his participation in sacrifices, such as through the Passover meal? Those questions are interesting, but those questions are also moot. That is, they are academic and no longer relevant, because those Old Testament means of grace have been replaced for us by the New Testament means of grace: Holy Scripture, Holy Baptism, Holy Absolution, and the Holy Supper of Christ's body and blood, in, with, and under bread and wine. When Jesus earlier that night poured out his innocent blood of the covenant for his disciples to drink, Jesus included Judas, perhaps paradoxically wanting Judas to return to him, while at the same time knowing that Judas would not return to him. As God interacts with all humanity, wanting all sinners everywhere to return to him, while at the same time knowing those who will not return to him. Those of us who are sorry for our sins and do trust God to forgive our sins for Jesus' sake, God forgives, as in all of these ways, pastors care for the souls of those believers entrusted to them, comforting their consciences and strengthening them in body and soul unto life everlasting. Tonight we have considered St. Matthew's account of Jesus' passions, fulfilling specifically the prophecy of verses from Jeremiah and Zechariah. One other example of prophecy fulfilled will come next week. As Jesus generalized elsewhere, what is written in the scriptures that must be fulfilled is both that he should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. So repentance and forgiveness has been proclaimed to us. May God use us likewise to proclaim to others. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For the John. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let my prayer rise before you as incense. By your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment, help us, O Lord. sinners implore you. To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them.
We implore you to
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
as we forgive those who trespass
me in the day of trouble. Spare us, O Lord, and mercifully forgive us our sins, though by our continual transgressions we have merited your chastisements. Be gracious to us. Grant that all these punishments which we have deserved may not come upon us, but that all things may work to our everlasting good. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children, and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
that God has gathered all of us together tonight to hear his word and pray to him. I especially have been appreciating the litany with all that's going on in the world and the country, and especially those prayers, those petitions to protect the country from discord and strife and so forth. Like I wrote in my column, especially meaningful, I think, under circumstances like this. Thank you to Lana for dinner this evening. It was lovely soup and cornbread and very good cake. And if you missed out, you missed out. One meal next week.
Oh, it's good.
Is it out? All right, good. It needs to be gluten-free because we have member it is.
It'll be a good one.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's nice when it is. Saturday is what I was going to say. Workday starting at 9. Thanks to the Mary Martha women who did some cleaning this past Sunday. And there's plenty to do yet if you want to do something on a day other than Saturday, get with Brady and he can give you some direction. Sunday, the Mary Martha ladies are stuffing eggs.
Yes.
You still need anything or you got enough?
You need candy.
You need candy. Okay. Don't tell Joy. But you need
candy. Well, we have a lot of other things.
Okay. But you do need candy. Okay.
Small pieces.
Small pieces. That'll fit in the eggs.
Yeah, that'll fit eggs.
Okay. That'll fit in small ones.
They're not small, but they're not big.
Yeah, they're too big.
So you want like those individual little Hershey's foil eggs or something like that.
Yes.
Small pieces.
Bite-sized
pieces.
Yeah, bite-sized.
Which are about $1 a piece now, I think.
I think so.
And any other announcements?